Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, we are now live on blogtalkradio.com, and we are the Middlemen. This is the year of 2009, the 17th day of May. How's everybody doing out there today?
Man, what's going on, Alan?
What's going on, KG?
Man, I don't know. You forgot I was on here?
Yeah.
I'm messing with you, man. It's been one of those awkward weeks for me, but everything's gravy. Man.
Yeah, everybody have those.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, what's going on?
Well, I want to start off by sending out condolences out to Wayman Tisdale's family. You know, Wayman passed this week. Had some problems with his bones. He was dealing with bone cancer for a while and finally lost his life. And, you know, he's gone on to a better place, and just want to give all our condolences out to their family from the Middlemen.
Oh, yeah. Great jazz musician, great musician, great NBA player. I mean, I don't think he won a championship, but really that don't matter, man, because everything that he did after the fact in his life was, you know what I'm saying, it really outweighed all of his NBA career because, you know, he did a lot of charitable work, great music career. So, I mean, yeah, definitely. Definitely. Great loss for, you know, great man.
Yeah. I don't know if you've been following it, but have you been following that Eminem and Nick Cannon somewhat beef thing?
Yeah, man. Nick. Hey, shout out to Nick, man. You know what I'm saying? Holding it down for his wife. You know what I'm saying? Trying to make sure that she didn't get disrespected. So, man, Nick, I would advise you not to get into a lyrical battle with this guy.
Please don't.
Anything else, man, you know, talk in the press, you know what I'm saying, go pay somebody to beat him up or do anything of that nature, but don't try to verbally assault this guy because you're going to have some issues. It won't be pretty. It probably won't be pretty, but he said he urinated on Mariah, man. It was kind of wild to hear something like that.
Right.
I mean, what you think about it, man?
I mean, I don't know how true it is, but I mean, it probably more than likely happened because, you know, Mariah done had her fair share of guys, so.
Tony Montola. I mean, she got around, but you know what, man? I guess it's like the subject of the day, cheating. You know, I guess she wasn't cheating. She just spread herself thin, if we can say that. You know what I'm saying? So. I mean, but I don't look at Mariah as a whore or anything of that nature. I look at Mariah more like a lady that know what she wanted, got out there, did what she did, and got the men that she wanted to get. And in the end, she ended up with Nicholas Cannon, the goofy guy from Nickelodeon. Whatever he was on. Mickey Mouse Club. Where did Nick Cannon come from anyway?
Well, my first time seeing, you know, of course he had his own show on, you know, Nickelodeon and stuff. It was kind of stupid to me. It wasn't funny because he was hard to be funny.
Yeah. Real gangster. He's real rich right now, but back then he was still corny.
Right.
You know.
I mean, he came a long way.
Yes, he has. Yes, he has. But, hey, man, what they say, money make a man look beautiful.
Yeah, I guess it do.
So I don't know what to say about that. But also, man, have you checked out and seen President Obama over at Notre Dame giving a commencement speech, and those guys were acting a little crazy with him today?
Right.
Yeah, man, anti and pro-choice and all this crap, man. Be happy that you're getting your butt up out of college. 4 years.
I'm telling you.
8 years.
I'm telling you.
6 years.
All that money that he's giving back in and raising, you know, the the Pell Grant, you can get more than your Pell Grant, man. That's a big help.
I know, man. I would be in there applauding this cat, man. But, you know, they in there mouthing off, booing, and carrying on pretty bad, man.
Yeah, but you know how that is, man.
So, you know how that is. Well, other than that, man, what are we talking about today, Al, so we can get everybody up on up to speed of what we got going on?
Well, today, people, this is the hot point, the hot question, the hot topic of the week. We're talking about cheating.
Yes, sir.
Cheating in all aspects, but really, you know, we're really focusing on the relationship part of it. You know, cheating on your spouse, cheating on your girlfriend, cheating on your friend, whatever. I don't care, you know. But today we're going to try to discuss, you know, have you ever been a victim of being cheated on? And are the principles of cheating the same for married couples versus unmarried couples? And would you be hurt more physically or emotionally if you were cheated on? And how can you keep your mate from cheating on you and wanting to test the water? So, we may get to all those topics, we may not, but if you're on the line and you have something that you want to discuss, hey, let us know. We want to discuss it.
Oh, yeah. And also on our website, wearethemiddleman.net, if you get the opportunity, go ahead, look on that right side of the page, or is it somewhere close to the bottom now? We have an account with this company where you can text us. Anytime you guys want to text us, you know what I'm saying, want to have any show topics or want to email us, man, hit us up. And we would be great to talk about anything you want to talk about, or email us at wearethemiddleman@gmail.com. So we down for whatever.
And people, we ain't going nowhere. So expect the middleman to be in everywhere.
Yeah.
All through your life, my life, my grandkids' life, gone.
Yes, sir. Because you know what, man? I'm glad that we have the opportunity to talk to you guys each and every week. We appreciate every last one of you that tune in and listen to the show, download it, or whatever else you got going on, man. I'm gracious. I know Al gracious of it, Gene gracious, Dub G. We all gracious. All of the middleman staff that's in the background that really don't get the opportunity to get on the show, but we appreciate each and every last one of you friends or people that are not our friends. So we appreciate each and every one of you guys.
That's right.
Yes, sir. So, man, today, like Al said, we're talking about cheating. Hey, if you ever been cheated on, or you are a cheater and you got an opinion on it, or, you know what I'm saying, you just know somebody that's a low down dirty dog. Hey.
And we all know those.
Yeah.
We all know those.
Want to talk about today, you know what I'm saying, so we can enlighten others on the situation where, okay, I don't want to be cheated on. You don't want to be cheated on. They don't want to be cheated on. So, man, let's get it going today.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, today, man, we got a great song that we're going to start everything off with. And this first song that we're going to hit y'all with today is by one of my favorite groups. We played them a while back, and we got a great response off of it, and that was Mint Condition. So the first song of the day is called Something. It's called Something. So if y'all get a chance, man, go check out that E-Life album also. And when we come back off this, Al, I want to talk about something real quick before we get into the subject of the day, man. Really do. It's something going on with Black Radio. I don't know if a lot of people are aware of it. Congressman out of the Carolinas, man, he ain't really hitting on nothing right now. He's trying to propose a bill. I can talk about it before we hit the song, so I guess that's what I'm doing. He's trying to, you know what I'm saying, put that bill out there, which would, you know, basically close down a lot of independent radio stations, Black radio stations. And if that bill passes, it already hit the Senate first. So if it goes beyond that, man, you can cancel Black radio, your Warren Valentine's, your Al Sharpton's. Any local station that's Black, man, they're going to have to pay to play the music. So,
right.
You know, we probably going to do a show on that. So,
yeah,
man, if y'all out there, call your congressman, call your senators, call them, tell them, man, no, we ain't going down like that. We're not about to kill Black radio. But on to the subject of the day, we are talking about cheating. And our first song is by Mint Condition, and it's called Something.
Girl,
y'all
you look good.
Band.
Thank you, baby.
Oh, you're welcome. You're going to love the food here, I'm telling you. This is like one of my favorite joints.
Like
I got a few things
right,
planned for this a little bit later.
You know, my friend's here from Dallas. It was her last night here. She wants to hook up. Anybody, you know,
if
you
don't
call.
I know, it's cool. You go ahead and do your thing.
Come on.
Yeah,
two, three and two.
Yes, sir.
No one knows where you are but you. You can't do what you wanna do.
I'm saying, baby, I was born at night, but goddamn, it wasn't last night.
I
think you know what I'm saying? She was thinking I'm a dummy, man. I know something going on.
How you doing? How you been? Did you ever get hooked up with your friend? Cause it looked to me, but she was a he. But I'm sure she probably stood you up again. From the way we drive, he must be rich. I understand you being attracted to him. You say it's business, and he's just a friend. But how come you disappeared for the whole weekend? Oh,
you do things like I used to do. Staying out till 3 or 2. No one knows where you are but you. You can do what you wanna do. You're something.
Back live on Blog Talk Radio, and we are the Middlemen, and you all just got through listening to Something by Mint Condition. That's a nice song, man.
Hey, man, very nice song. It's jamming to me, man.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
hey,
yeah.
You think I was born last night. You know what I'm saying? No, I ain't going down like that.
Explain to everybody what you were saying earlier about, you know, congressman in Colorado, you know, how that is.
It's in the Carolinas, one of the Carolinas. But
Carolina.
they're proposing a bill that would, okay, if an artist's music is being played by the radio stations, what happens is normally they will get their monies collected from ASCAP. The labels get paid, then the artists get paid in that fashion. Now, they're trying to double up and say, hey, you owe us twice, not just only ASCAP, but you owe the artists also. So every time a song gets played, that artist is going to have to pay again, which is crazy as shit to me. Excuse my language. But, you know, if that happens, they pass that bill, what's going to happen is all the independent radio stations, the black-owned radio stations, your talk radio shows, your gospel shows will suffer tremendously. So if you get the opportunity, go and check it out on Al Sharpton's website. You have a couple of websites. Just type in, you know what I'm saying, Black Red, the Death of Black Radio. You'll see it.
Yeah. People think competition in that, though, but that's another show, and we probably will be discussing that. But today, people, we're talking about cheating.
Cheating. In the next room.
And we're going to play that a little later, too, but today, people, we're going to talk about, you know, have you ever been a victim of being cheated on? And are the principles of people who are married versus unmarried people, are they the same? And would you be hurt more if you were cheated on emotionally or physically? And how could you keep your mate from cheating on you and wanting to test water? So we're going to move into this. It's really talking about why people cheat. I mean,
well,
we're human for one.
Yep. Yeah.
We all make mistakes. We have temptation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it does happen.
Well, Al, I mean, basically, I've noticed just a trend of things that's going on in society as far as you watch a lot of the Jerry Springer shows and all those shows,
it
seems to spill over into just regular life where the woman will say, hey, you don't spend time with me. You always working. I'm like, dang, if I'm always working, that means I'm paying the bills. So why I got to spend time with you and work? I spend time with you when I'm at home, but I mean, some of the statistics out there that are showing, as far as with cheating, man, 45 to 55% of married women cheat. They have extramarital sex during the time of that relationship. Now, that percentage goes up a little bit more when it comes to men. That's 50 to 60%. But the thing about it, man, if you're in a relationship and it comes to that and you cheating, now, I mean, come on, man. What's the deal with that?
And look, people, those percentages are not that far off now, so you really can't say...
Men cheat more than women. And that's what you always
really can't say that.
Matter of fact, let's go to a woman's perspective. And we got our girl Jen. I know she's back there working on little things for us and stats and all that. What's up, Jen?
What's up?
I don't know. You tell us what's good, because, I mean, we talking about cheating today. What do you think about it? Do you think men cheat more than women, or is it vice versa? Or is it about the same?
I think you can't judge it by that. I think that, you know, it happens on both ends. Like, it just has to do with the person. It has nothing to do with being a man or a woman, in my perspective. It's just like, it's just your moral fiber, like what you think about yourself as a person. Like, I've been cheated on, and I've been the cheater. So, you know, and that has nothing to do with me being a woman. It just happens to, you know, do with me, I guess.
So you think you got more to do?
Let me ask you this then. What do you consider cheating as? I mean, do you consider, like, if a guy looks at another girl that's cheating, or talking to another girl on the phone that's cheating, or hugging another girl that's cheating, or kissing a girl on the cheek that's a friend that's cheating? I mean, are all cheating factors?
No,
or
it depends on... Well, I think it depends on the emotional connectivity. Like, if he hugs a girl with, you know, I guess cheating intentions or lustful intentions, then, yeah, that's cheating. But, like, if that's his homegirl and he's just hugging her, you know, I shouldn't let my insecurities, you know, jump me to the conclusion that he's cheating on somebody.
Jen, I understand insecurities. But the thing about it, let's keep it real. Some people can mask that up. That could be the, you know, that could be that girl that he just hitting on every other Friday night. Let's keep it real.
Right.
So he can cover it up. You may be like, well, I don't want to be insecure. And I know that's his friend girl. But at the same time, he like, hey, I got her fooled. You know what
I'm
saying?
As a woman, I'm going to say this to all women. As a woman, you know. You know when your man is cheating. You know when it's more than friends. Because your soul tells you, you just know. You know, and if, you know, you don't have the clues and the signs that, you know, it's something more than what he's saying, then it's your own insecurity. But you know.
Would that consider to be, I mean, you think about it. I mean, if I feel like, you know, you say my soul would know. What if I feel like an insecure person, and I'm an insecure person, and I'm sitting up here like, hey, you know, that might be somebody she might be sleeping with. So am I an insecure person? Or should I just sit up there and be like, well, my feelings going to tell me if she's cheating or not. I might feel like she's cheating all the damn time.
No, you know. You just know. You know when it, you know, you have suspicion and you just know.
But then, I don't really Okay, I kind of get that on some point, but I kind of don't get that on other point because, you know, myself, I have been accused of, you know, cheating on my ex-girlfriend before or whatever, you know, and then come to find out, you know what I'm saying, when it's all boiled down, you know, we didn't do nothing.
Well, you
didn't do nothing.
You putting
just
out
real
the clue?
Friend.
Brought her to this conclusion? What brought her to this conclusion?
Well, for one, the girl that who I was a real good friend with, I mean, we were just real, real good friends. I mean, we connected on all levels, and we had a great time. I mean, we probably liked each other, but we never let it get to that point because we, you know, both of us had, you know, she had a boyfriend, I had a girlfriend, and we knew that. But in her mind, in her mind, and from okay, but some of those receptors are triggered by her friends who were around her telling her this and her ill. Influence.
You got a bigger problem than cheating. You have a friend interference problem, not a cheating problem. Like, I think it's a fight. Like, I think that when you're in a relationship, you have to trust that person. When you get to the point where you have to accuse them and you have to say you're cheating on me and you have all these feelings, then you don't need to be in a relationship with that person. Me, I'm not going to be, like, insecure. If I can't trust you when you're kicking it with your homegirl, then I'm not going to be with you. And if my receptors tell me that you are cheating, I'm going to kick you to the curb.
Hold on, now. Now, what if you sitting up there, you just believe that just for no reason, you accusing this person, and they really ain't getting down like that, but you just feel like that, and you can carry that on to every of the relationship. Think about it. And
it does happen.
It is some women that are like that. But their problem, they have a bigger problem now. They are taking their emotional baggage and punishing every other man for another man's lack of, you know, being faithful. And that's not fair to other men. I'm not like that.
Music Soul Child has a song about that, and Nick Eaton talked about that a couple of weeks ago in one of our previous shows. Y'all can go back and check that out on blogtalkradio.com. We are the middleman. We know we're the middleman, but anyway. you know what I'm saying? He has a song, Music Soul Child has a song basically that's saying, I'm not to blame for the pain that was caused by previous cats. And the thing
that's
about
right.
it, a lot of guys get caught up in that pain that a woman has. Mm-hmm. And in our society, we're looking at women where they will say all men are this, all men are that because of one dude. One dude soured her whole apple barrel. And then at the same time, she want to look at every dude from henceforth as, man, you just a dog. I can't trust you. You ain't hitting on nothing. None of y'all ain't hitting on nothing.
Yeah, but Kevin, if you are like that, you don't need to be in a relationship.
There's a lot of scorned women, though, Jen.
But if you're scorned, you have no business in a relationship.
But let me tell you from this perspective, too, Jen.
Okay.
You know, on the guy looking in from the outside, we don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, let's say if I'm trying to talk to this girl or whatever, and I'm pouring my heart out to her, and I really want to be with her, I'm telling her that I really, really, really like her, but, you know, it's not happening as far as she's not returning that for me. I mean, what's that?
No, clue is clues. I just hate to say it, everybody gets clues. And when you ignore the clues, you get in trouble. You have a girl and you went to the store and you come back and she's like, where you been? She checking your phone and she doing all that. Clue. You need to kick her to the curb because
Why is that? What if she was just like, you know what I'm saying, your mama was calling you?
No. It's a clue.
I definitely agree with that because, come on, man. I mean, it's not like I'm finna go through her phone, check her text message. I mean, what?
Yeah, I don't do that. I don't do the checking of the phone. Don't touch my phone.
I mean, come on, man. Now, if you were trying to get more specific evidence after you found out that your mate was cheating, I mean, hey. But, you know, just to be doing it, you know what I'm saying, just to be doing it now, you know, that's just wrong, man. You know, that's just letting
you go. You have given her a reason for her to be suspicious, and you know, like you're coming home from work and she's checking your phone and, you know, getting into your email and reading your emails, you need to kick her to the curb because she has a problem and she doesn't need to be in a relationship. And women, if you feel like that you need to do that with your man, you need to kick him to the curb because You don't need that in your life. It's just unnecessary drama. Don't be with someone that you can't trust. It's not going to work.
I mean, but like I said, some people are very, very deceitful. They can lie to you in your face, keep it. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to keep it real. I had a cousin, and you know what I'm talking about? I had a cousin that was, quote, unquote, a player. This cat had, like, three women at one time. And I used to sit up there and watch it. I was like, man, how you manage that many women at one time? And I'm still trying to understand why would a person want to even go through all that, because if you get caught by one and the other two find out, and they're all three of them find out, man, your window finna get bust, your tires finna get slashed, and they probably gonna have to pull on your job. So, I mean, I really don't understand the whole principle of it. And I mean, I don't know if it's just a thrill. So, I mean, you guys watched a show a couple of days ago, and y'all was telling me about it. You know what I'm saying? Could y'all enlighten everybody on that? And you know, did it have any outlooks on it as far as why people really cheat?
Well, a few things that I got out of it is that, you know, people have different perspectives on their role in the relationship. And then if you're not getting what you expect, you know, so from your particular, you know, mate or spouse from those roles, then you're going to seek out to try to fulfill that, you know, that need for that. You know,
right.
They had some guys on there that the reason why they cheated was because, you know, one guy was like, you know, he wasn't getting the amount of sex that he was beginning at the beginning of the marriage.
Right.
And then he went out and cheated. But you had other guy, you know, this other guy that was on there, I mean, they said the sex life was great all the way through, but it was just his work environment. He, you know, I guess he worked with a lot of women, and a lot of women liked him because he was in a high position at the job. So of course they came on to him,
right?
And he couldn't resist that.
But you gotta think about it, man. If you're in an environment, I'm gonna keep it real. If you're in an environment with a lot of women like that, and a lot of them hit on you, you have to be a strong person. If you're in an office full of nothing but women. And, but, I mean, all dudes going to get down like that. Not all dudes get down like that. But at the same time, when you got a cat that's, you know what I'm saying, got women basically throwing themselves at a man, I mean, about 60% of the cats will probably lay down. They're going to lay down their morals and principles.
Throw them out the window.
Man, up to now, what do y'all think as far as if you're on the line, you can go ahead and press that number one. And I see our man, Dub G, he on the road swerving. I think he might have an opinion on this. Dub, you out there swerving. I know you on I-24. What's going on, man?
Hey, man, y'all already know what it is, what it was, what it going to be like, Jack. You know what I'm talking about? This your boy, Dub G, a.k.a. DJ Big House, all at the Human Hat Rack. Jack, Google me, you understand me? Hey, man, we is in Nashville, Tennessee, Tennessee, Cadville, however you want to call it, man. We up top Tennessee, man. Me and my daughter, newly signed, man, you know what I'm talking about? Booney Low, you know what I'm saying? That, you know what I'm talking about? New to the UGK fam, so it is what it is, you understand me, man? Hey, look here, all y'all fucking bros, man, fucking dudes, let me tell you, man, we all fucking by nature, Jack. You understand me? We all fucking by nature. So guess what? We are animals, man. All we is some motherfucking grown-ass motherfucking animals. What the fuck? You know what I'm talking about? Niggas talking about who cheating. Look at these dogs. Just humping everybody. You know what I'm talking about? They all over the motherfucking place. Cats and shit. Y'all got to excuse me today, man, because I have been real form. You understand me?
Yeah.
But, hey, we all going to cheat, and it is what it is, man. Call them today. Just make sure you strap up, y'all, and wrap up.
But, Dub, on the real side of everything, the difference between us and animals is the fact that we do have choice. See what I'm saying? And the thing about a dog can see another dog, and it can be a male dog. He going to go hump that dog. You feel what I'm saying? But
hey, man,
a man can see another woman.
Bars,
you know,
these bars, and these girls, hump these girls. I say, God damn it all. You understand that? Man, for real.
Most definitely. Well, Doug, we're going to get you back up out this break, and after this break, we're going to go ahead and do that talk of the town because we know you got something to talk about.
Hey, man, look here. I'm going to switch that around. We may have to bang over the church, man, because I'm going to step up in this place.
Okay.
Me and Boone and Lowe, you understand? We're going to get some work done real quick, man. I'm going to check in back in with y'all a little bit later. You understand me?
Most definitely. We'll get back with you, man. You be safe out there on the road now.
Already.
All right, then, Pimpin. Well, Dub gonna lay it down like Dub lay it down. He said we all funky animals. But I look at it like this, though, Al. We have a choice to do what we need to do. Yeah, he right. People gonna do what they gotta do, because just like our next song, me and Mrs. Jones, you know what I'm saying? They had a thing going on. They know it was wrong, but they still did it. That goes back to that choice. So we're gonna hit y'all with the second song of the day by Billy Paul. Now this ain't Luther, y'all. Rest in peace. But this is Billy Paul, me and Mrs. Jones.
Now back live on Blog Talk Radio, and I remember my mama playing that song a lot growing up. I wonder what was going on. But people, if you're now just tune in to blogtalkradio.com. We are the middlemen. We are talking about cheating people, and in our first discussion, we just talked about why people cheat. You know, we gave out some reasons, I guess, but you know, there could be thousands of reasons of why people cheat. So. But we're going to move into, you know, all the principles of cheating, the same for married couples versus unmarried couples.
Yeah, boy, so, you know I'm finna talk about that because I'm a married man, people.
Yeah, I was just about to ask you that question, y'all. Man, I'm not a married man, but, you know, you are married. I mean, your perspective on that.
Man, I mean, realistically, man, I know there's some people out there that do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, they got a wife, man. I had an associate of mine. I ain't going to say what type of associate he was, but he was married to a lady, man, and this cat had about 10 women he dealt with. And I think his wife left him. So, I mean, I don't know what really happened with it, but, I mean, I think some people, when they get to the, like you said earlier, man, it's more of an ideal in the head. The thought process becomes, it's exciting. You know what I'm saying? So they get to that facet. But, man, as a married person, man, I think you should have principles, especially when you get married and you put that in front of you and God. That's when it should stay into that lane right there. Now, if you sit up there and you cross that line, then you're gonna hurt that next person. You're gonna hurt them tremendously. But when it comes to you know what I'm saying, your pledge and your vows and all that, man, what you made in front of God, you should honor that at all times. That's how I feel about it.
That's right.
So what you
think? I mean, you know, so that you know, that does contribute to, you know, the high divorce rate as well, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are some factors. But, you know, also, you know, with the unmarried couples, I mean, if you've been with somebody, you know, for a long time, and you know, I know that bond has increased with y'all and that trust level, you know, and your partner is thinking that you're not doing that and you're thinking that she's not doing that. I mean, but you got to respect it, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You got to respect each other, you know. But, I mean, I think the principles, you know what I'm saying, should be the same. But it's a little more in depth once you, you know, once you get up in front of that church, in front of that altar, and you pledge your allegiance.
I mean, even the justice of peace, man, you still should respect that. You know what I'm saying? But I mean, I'm not gonna come all off all churchy and all that like I'm just perfect. But I thank God to give me the morals not to want to do anything of that nature. You know what I'm saying? I'm not perfect. You know, like you asked the question, what is real cheating? If you look at another woman, would that be considered cheating? I'm not gonna lie to you. I like Ferraris. But it doesn't mean I'm going to jump in every Ferrari and try to drive it.
That's right.
You know what I mean? It's a beautiful car. And for those that are a little bit slow there, I'm referring to women as Ferrari. Catch me?
Metaphorically.
But you also had a second part to that question where you was asking, you know, so how can you keep your mate from cheating or keep them from wanting to test the water? So I feel like, man, communication, it goes back to our previous shows where we did, you know, traditional women and men and, you know what I'm saying, 21st century man and woman. I think the main thing that can help any situation where a person will not want to cheat is communication, man, and having a true understanding with each other. Because if you don't have that understanding, you don't have that communication, man, you're gonna get raw with it. You're gonna probably get out there and see something else or feel that want. Or that longing where you feel like, man, I'm missing out on something. Then it goes back to the whole fact of the grass looking green on the other side of the fence, which
is
still grass.
Right.
At the end
and,
of the day,
you know,
it's still grass.
And people, you know, if you're in a relationship, man, I mean, know what your partner wants. You know how to make them happy. I mean, I know there are going to be times in which you ain't going to feel like doing nothing or you just, I mean, everybody has their day, but at least do something to show your mate that you care about them, that you love them. I mean, send them a random text message, surprise them with dinner at home, or so if you're a woman, man, he coming in the door, man, just be butt naked sometimes. I mean, you know,
don't do that.
I mean, that'll make him not even want to go nowhere, you know what I mean?
Okay, if your woman, I'm saying if your woman, you come home and your woman is butt naked, that's fine.
Well,
you come home,
right.
You know, your wife come home or your girl come home, you butt naked, man, you might get the
whole I'm saying if you are a woman and your dude come home from work, man, I mean, you know,
Yeah,
naked sometimes with a bottle of champagne or something, some flute glasses or something.
Nah, I'm just saying, my brother. If no grown man should be naked in front of their wife while they, you know, you might get shot. I mean, you also, man. I mean, back on a serious note, man. You also posed another question as far as what would hurt more, you know, being emotionally cheated on or physically cheated on. And if you're on the line with us, man, don't forget to go ahead and press that one. We would love to hear you guys comment. We appreciate you guys taking the time today to listen to our show again. But, you know, if you know anybody ever been cheated on, you've been cheated on, you like to discuss it, go ahead and press that number one. If you don't feel comfortable with
and
it,
people,
that's fine. But we're going to talk
about people
it.
And people also log on to talktalkradio.com/themiddleman. And select us as your favorite for the month. And later on, we may be giving out somebody some type of prize, you know. Call out who the winner is, and you may get some from the middleman.
Let's call it our Blog Talk Prize Pack, the middleman prize pack. So we will be putting together a little packet. We'll just get your information and mail it out to you. It won't cost you anything. But, yeah, you can go on blogtalkradio.com/middleman and vote us as your favorite. But back onto the subject, you know, emotionally or physically, how do you feel about that? Which one would hurt you the most, or, you know, which one do you
think
would hurt you the most?
I think, you know what I'm saying, it would be more of the emotional standpoint, man. I mean, I'm the type of guy, if I put a lot of effort in some, you know, I expect, you know, some type of reciprocity thing.
Right.
You know, I don't want to be putting my heart into something and then we ain't at the same point.
Right.
That'll be, it's like I didn't waste my time. I could have found somebody else who, you know, who probably I had been looking over.
Man.
You know, who could have, you know, been that one for me. But I'm wasting time here with you.
Yeah, well, I mean, I agree with you on that because, I mean, at the end of the day, man, I mean, to have a regret that you're with someone and you thought, I mean, I guess that's why divorce happens, but at the same time, you know, you got to be careful on how you choose the mate that you're going to spend time with because, you know, I mean, man, if you're with somebody and you feel like you have to step outside of that relationship, at least be honest with them, be forthcoming. Just be like, hey, I'm not getting what I want here and move on. Instead of sitting up there holding on and having these people's feelings hurt and, you know, having a bad situation because how many times have we seen on TV or heard on the radio where somebody, you know, got caught with another man and they died? You know, I mean, you can die behind that. That emotion of hurt is a very strong emotion.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
You know, I mean, if anybody out there that... You know, you feel like that's the right one for you, do your investigation on them. Find out about them. I'm not talking about from a financial standpoint, but, you know, make sure that's the right
one. Do your research.
Yeah.
Do your research. Try things. But, you know, and also, you know, with the physical part of it, you know, the physical part may hurt. You know, it may make you say things you wouldn't say to a person. But, you know, in the long haul, I think... part will overpower that physical part because you can actually get over that physical a lot faster than the emotional.
You think you can get over the physical more than the emotional?
Mm-hmm.
I think, in my opinion, and you can tell me if I'm wrong, the physical part, I mean, it leads into the emotional scars. You know,
yeah,
when you first get physically cheated on, man, I mean, emotionally, you're going to be disturbed by it. And the thing about it, neither one of them really heals the other. You know, you just dealing with it and you're trying to live life with that particular hurt. You don't want to deal with it. You don't want to see it, man. I mean, that's something you don't want to deal with. But, I mean, as we said earlier and alluded to as far as what can you do to basically make people not want to test that water. Like Al said, communicate. Do random things. You know what I'm saying? I mean, me personally, you know, I cook. I mean, I remember when me and my wife first started dating. I mean, I did a homemade pizza. Boy, it blew her mind.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? That was unexpected. I mean, you know what I'm saying? She'd come to the car sometimes. You know what I'm saying? I lit a little something on the car for her. You know, just something crazy like that. But as time goes on, you know, we let life happen, and we somewhat get away from that. So, I mean, I got to take note of that of myself as far as trying to do certain things and keep everything fresh. So.
Yeah, and that's the main thing, you know, with that, people, you know what your spouse, like, what your mate, like, I mean, but you also will want to venture out into other things to intrigue their attention, well, their attention at all times as well, too, because, I mean, you know, you could send your, you know, your mate or your spouse, like at 9:30 in the morning, but he don't get out to 5,
mm-hmm.
he or she gonna be waiting all day just to get home just to see you. You know what I'm saying? But if you don't get those little small things or those other things that you want in that relationship, man, I mean, we human people, you know, we'll stray off sometimes.
I mean, there are some people that are emotionally deprived in a relationship. That doesn't mean that they're going to necessarily stray, man. I mean, I don't agree with that. But I do say this, if you have a person
somewhere
that's in a relationship and they're emotionally deprived, I mean, it makes that relationship harder. It makes it harder to deal with. It makes it harder to even have a good working relationship with that person. And you become like a show we was watching, said, man, we just roommates. You know what I'm saying? Like prisoners up in a cell, man, and that ain't cool.
Right.
So, I mean, hopefully everybody can keep their morals and all that together, but... It seems like we're in a society where, man, people just want to cheat. You know what I'm saying? Our music reflects that. Think about it. Man, we got this music, and I know I get on music real hard. but our music reflects cheating. And every song that you hear now, especially from our newer artists, that's the only thing they talk about. I can treat you better than your man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I can treat you better than your man. I could take you from your man, or she can't do you better than me. I could do you better than her. I'm like, our society has a big part to play in it, and they need to recognize. But see, people, and let's go back to our stereotype and racism show. I'm gonna be a little prejudiced when I say this.
It don't matter.
Aimed at black people, and we just eating it up like dummies. You know what I'm saying? We the dummy dudes right now, because you got our women and our young girls that are, you know, our music is soulful. And you got people that's constantly being bombarded with this music. Constantly hearing, I'm going to cheat, I can cheat, you can cheat, you can cheat. And it's all you hear when you cheat. At the end of the day, man, you ain't hurting nobody but yourself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You're going to hurt the other person, but guess what?
Right.
What goes around comes around, and you got to be very careful of that.
That's right, people. Let's get back to the love, man. You know what I'm saying? And putting on some, you know what I'm saying, some Barry White to come back out to Alexander O'Neal or some Temptations or something. You know,
man, Marvin Gaye. I mean, even
like that, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, even though Marvin did have a couple of songs that was out, you know, a little sexually explicit, but at the same time, it's not like the songs now. Bust it wide open, pull it back, and all this. Man, come on. You know what I'm saying? Whatever happened to the loving? I mean, as far as cheating, I really, in my opinion, and you may disagree with me, but I think that the music plays a part of it too, man, because we are soulful people, and that stuff seeps into our soul, and we fall for it.
Yeah. It is influential. It is influential.
Now, how do you feel now? If someone did cheat on your ass, would you take them back?
I mean, it depends on the circumstances and depends on the, you know, how in-depth the relationship is, you know, because, I mean, if you really love that person, I mean, you'll learn to forgive and, you know, you probably won't forgive, but you'll learn to forgive and then you'll learn to how to move on and progress from that situation.
Do you think it makes you a stronger person? I mean, because you think about it, man, we talked about this a little bit earlier, and y'all listen to Blog Talk Radio, The Middleman. I mean, we talked about this a little bit earlier, man, where if a person, you know what I'm saying, if they decide to take that person back, you know what I'm saying, emotionally, man, you might be scarred for life.
Yeah. But the thing you got to think about, you got to know what you can tolerate and what you can't tolerate,
right?
You know, and if you feel like you can't tolerate nobody, you know, cheating on you or breaking your heart, I mean, then you get back into that situation, I mean, I don't know. But everybody wants a happy ending to their story. But, you know, you have to work towards that, man. It's not just going to come to you.
Oh, man. We are an instant society, whereas we feel like, okay, I'm in a relationship, so everything's going to happen instantly. Or, you know what I'm saying, if I do this is going to happen instantly. Man, it doesn't work like that. Like you said, Al, you got to work at everything you want in life. Everything. If you don't work at it, guess what? Nothing good going to come out of it. Nothing good's going to come to it either. So you get what you put into it. And I'm not being preachy, but I'm just letting you know the facts. As my man Doug G say, touch.
And people, you know, give some, take some, you know what I'm saying? And let your girl know, you know, I mean, hey, we're not perfect, but hey, I'm just where you are. You know,
most definitely.
We can make it happen, man.
Most definitely.
You know? And most that, you know, and try to make time for your relationship, try to do things out of the ordinary in your relationship, you know, as far as going out on dates, you know, staying out longer, you know, playing in the playground. I mean, I don't know. Anything that will.
I got something for you. What they say, in 21 days you can make a habit, right? This is something me and my wife tried, and we try to do it as much as we can. Before we leave in the morning, we give each other a kiss and we out the door. You know what I'm saying?
I like
try
that.
Anything like you try, you can make it a habit.
I like that.
Guess what? We up to our third song of the day, man. And it's by Tyrone Davis. This is our first world premiere. Now, ain't no world premiere, but this is our first blues song that we've ever played on this show. So if you on and you dig it, let us know. It's about old Tyrone Davis. And if you from Mississippi like we are, you know about this in them little juke joint rooms and all that. It's Tyrone Davis again. See you in the next one. You listen to blogtalkradio.com/the middleman.
Cheating in the next room, making plans to meet him soon, talking softly on the telephone, making plans to meet him somewhere alone. But love is no longer there, the woman of his heart no longer cares. It's best to call it quits and go your separate ways. Playing that cheating game only leads to hurt and pain and cause each other unhappy days. Cheating in the next room, making plans to be with them soon, talking softly on the telephone, making plans to go out and do wrong. Cheating in the next room, making plans to meet him soon, plotting on the telephone, making plans to go out and do wrong. Your kisses and your love making, you've been faking. I've been going along with it, hoping you could still make it. Even though it might hurt me, I just can't be a fool. I'd rather step on my own heart and break it than to be you. Cheating in the next room, making plans to meet him soon, talking softly on the telephone, making plans to be alone.
And we are now back live on Blog Talk Radio, and that was Cheating in the Next Room.
Man, we gonna stop you with all the damn singing, boy.
I mean, hey, man, you know what I'm saying? We all can sing a little bit, you know what I'm saying? If you just practice.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Lie to yourself.
Hey, hey, man. Oh, I think maybe with the sound. Come on, man.
What we got going on, man?
Gene put up some nice stats on here. I see that 22% of men and 14% of women admit that they cheat on each other. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I kind of think them statistics are made. Well, yeah, that is probably about accurate because you're going to deny it 50,000 times at the beginning anyway.
Right.
So until you get evidence, and so they start showing pictures of you. And then, but they also got 7% of married women and 54% of married men never knew about their spouses cheating on each other.
Right.
That sounds about accurate, too.
Man, all that sounds crazy to me, but you know who we need to call and see if he's available right now? We know he's up in Nashville doing some big things, so, man, let's see if we can reach in the pocket here and pull out a ace from the homeboy, big homie. Dove G, is you out there available, or are you on a business call right now? I hear the music, but I'm waiting on him. Well, do I have to start doing the test segment? Am I going to be the one that start hollering, Judge? Now, see if you can get him in on that line right there.
Let me check him out right quick.
All right, I guess we're going to have to get with Dub G next week. And,
oh, there we go.
You got him?
Yeah, he got him.
Dub G. I guess we're going to have to get that recap on that chase, and he's going to have to go mega hard the next time for us. So, you know, he's up in Nashville at a show, him and his UGK fam. Dub is out there moving and swerving all around the world. So, hey, we appreciate you, though, big homie, for the comments a little bit earlier. Jen.
Yes.
What's up? You want to speak on Chase while we got the music playing? Chase.
I can't compare to Dub. But one thing that y'all didn't talk about that was amazing to me, I put up some stats a while ago saying that 40% of affairs last more than 2 years. That's a lot. Like, that's a lot of, like, lying. Like who's living with this lie, like, that long? Like, I couldn't do it.
That's how
my message. And my message to girls is, if you feel like your man is cheating, if you get that little twinkling in your head, 9 times out of 10, you're right. Move on, kick him to the curb.
Mm-hmm.
If you decide to forgive him, forgive him. And don't
Jean,
bring it up. I can't stand
guess
people
what?
That does.
Jean,
well,
Jean, yeah. listen real close. I want you to listen to this real close, okay?
Okay.
You want me to tell you why I want you to listen to that real closer?
Wow.
If they got a tingling in their head, Jen, 9 out of 10 times they got dandruff.
No.
So you can't just go by that feeling and saying
if you have
in
a
head.
Feeling, it's true.
It
ladies, order. Listen to your instinct. It's true. Oh,
come on.
Can always go on that, people. Can always go on
true.
That.
Well, I put it to you like this, man. If it's like this, man. Whatever it's done in the dark, as Tyler Perry said, will come out in the light.
That's right.
It will.
Yeah,
and forget. And sometimes, ladies, know when to forgive your man. Everybody messes up. Everybody's human. You know if he can be forgiven, forgive him. You know, don't go around holding grudges.
Yeah, I mean,
bad
hey, that's
Let me ask you this since we got you on the phone right quick. From a woman's perspective, what can a woman do to prevent their man from cheating?
Like, okay, it's nothing you can do. Like,
Listen. List a few things then. Something. It got to be something.
What you can do is be tight in your relationship. First of all, pick someone that's not amped to cheat. That can't understand maybe that you're busy, that you're tired. Pick someone that's willing to communicate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Pick someone that's going to work with you as a partner. And ladies, don't be lazy. Know that sometimes that you are tired. Sometimes you do have to amp up your man. Men can be very babyish sometimes. You know, you do have to do little special things to, you know, for them and to them. And just to keep, you know, your marriage excited. Because if you don't do it, and if you complaining and you know, accusing him, and you got a good man, somebody else will take him. Somebody like me. So it's best you be on your toes.
And on that, we going to give it a hey, y'all make sure y'all go to www.wearethemiddlemen.ning.com. Join, get your profile. Check us out next week. We got a show. Hey, this Saturday, if I'm not mistaken, Al, you correct me if I'm wrong, we're going to be recapping on that stereotype show and doing that show over again. So,
right.
Y'all make sure y'all tune in. We're going to be sending out texts and all that good stuff right there for it. And if you...
Yeah, we'll let you know the time and stuff, too. It may not be 5 o'clock, but we're going to let y'all know the time. We may do it a little earlier or we may do it a little later. So,
yeah, make sure you go on our website on blogtalkradio.com. And put us down as one of your favorites. We definitely want to make sure that we are the best show on this site. We appreciate everybody on our web chat. We appreciate everybody on the phone line that call in every week. We appreciate everybody that download this show. So, hey, keep supporting us. Keep pushing us forward. And give us some topics. We want to talk about things you want to hear about. And it's not always talk. We'll get the stats. We'll get everything in order. We appreciate you every Sunday.
That's right. And... I think next Sunday, people, we're going to talk about customer service.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? How stanky it is, how ugly some of these folks in drive-thru be throwing your money back out to you. And
Harry,
you
rush up.
All crazy.
What's your order?
Shit.
What's your order?
Yeah. So we're going to talk about that next week, people. So Please leave your comments on all our sites. You know what I'm saying? You can hit us up on Facebook, too. You know what I'm saying? So everybody on Facebook. So you can hit us up on Facebook with comments and whatever you want us to talk about. And we'll make
that. The middle man shouted, beat Chris shouted. Now I ain't sure what you was tuning in to. We'll pay attention to the real talk. What we here for, so take a listen time out. Take a minute. Shout and learn some. Put your mind to grind the world. You destined to earn some. Linda, yeah. Comment on what you hear. Let's figure out the master plan and put this thing in gear. Don't matter if you hood or you corporate. Don't get you got a will to do way better than you were doing. Well, then you fortunate. Take a stand, stop complaining about what you ain't got. Hating on the next man, cause he was down the wreck shop. Every Sunday, tune in, go live, 6 p.m., blogtalkradio.com. The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? The middle me. Hey, what's happening? Blogtalkradio.com. The middle me.
Man, the intro kind of got you. What would you say and finish up that thought, man?
Customer service, man.
Oh, yeah.
So,
man, yeah, see, I wanted to be rude like
down.
Right then, man. That's
I'm going to be rude.
That's that boo-boo. Y'all appreciate y'all calling. We are the middleman at gmail.com. Hit us up. And we are...